Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Blessed they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Herod the Tetrarch heard the reputation of Jesus and said to his servants, "This man is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers are at work in him." Now Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of the brother of Philip. For John had said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Although she wanted to kill him, he feared the people, for they regarded him as a prophet. But at a birthday celebration for Herod, the daughter of Herodias performed the dance before the guests and denied Herod so much that he swore to give her whatever she might ask for. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests who were present, he ordered that it be given. And he had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. The disciples came and took away the corpse and buried him. And they went and told Jesus. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of Jesuits. His motto is, "For the greater glory of God." Ignatius' beginning was a soldier. Once when he was wounded, and then from the gospel, he got his inspiration to follow Jesus. Then in Paris, he founded the Society of Jesus and lived the fourth vow, always faithful to the Pope. And also he wrote a very beautiful exercise book for retreatants. Today, we celebrate his feast to memorize the work of the Jesuits for the world. And also, you know, the future Bishop of Hong Kong will be a Jesuit. No matter how, we ask Ignatius, a lawyer, to pray for us, especially the Hong Kong diocese, in our future, and also the spirit of simplicity, of trust in the Lord, faithful to the Church, be our life guidance. Thank you, Jesus, give us a big saint to be a companion. Let us follow his footpath, always faithful, always ready to give witness for the greater glory of God.